Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are joined on the line by ABC News political director Rick Klein. And Rick, want to start with what's been happening with the former president this week. FBI raid on his Mar-a-Lago residence down in Florida. And I thought, you know, for my money, the most interesting thing said about this was actually said by a former governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo. He tweeted that the Justice Department must immediately explain the reason for its raid, and it must be more than a search for inconsequential archives, or it'll be viewed as a political tactic undermined future credible investigations and the legitimacy of the January 6th investigations. I find it hard to spot where he's wrong in that assessment. We heard from Merrick Garland yesterday. Is the government listening?
It sure seems like it. I mean, this was an extraordinary news conference from the Attorney General. I think the pressure that they're under is also extraordinary because a lot of people have been saying, look, you can't pretend like this is just any other investigation. And yeah, if this is about some, you know, memos or post-it notes that really have nothing to do with anything, then it does undermine a lot. Now, we had reporting from the Washington Post last night that this had to do with nuclear documents. I wonder what the former Governor Cuomo would feel about that. I feel like he would probably feel like that meets the burden if that's what was after. But that's exactly, I think, what the Justice Department is trying to do. I think, look, anyone like Governor Cuomo is a former prosecutor. They know that there's limits to what you can say about this. We're not going to learn everything about why the search warrant was authorized, but at least what crimes the Justice Department thought were being potentially committed, as well as what they, with redactions, with a lot of information blacked out, what exactly was taken off site. I think it seems like that will come out because the former president says he's going to comply.
So Merrick Garland says he's trying to get the search warrant unsealed, and Trump is saying release them. Do you think we'll see it?
I do. I mean, it's not going to tell us everything. Now, look, Trump says he wants to release them, whether his lawyers say the same thing today is potentially something different. There's others like Senator Lindsey Graham who are calling for a lot more information, although I think that's unlikely. The Justice Department isn't going to lay everything out there when it comes to all the other evidence that's there unless or until they have a case to make. And look, we don't know in a formal way exactly what they're investigating here. We don't know what they found or what they were looking for. Hopefully that comes out in the interest of public interest, if nothing else.
Well, I mean, what's more valuable here if you're the Justice Department? Is it the evidence? Is it not sharing or putting everything out on the table for everybody to see of what evidence you collected or what you might have on somebody? Or is it the very nature of the Justice Department? Is it the future of not just looking like a political weapon to be used on whoever is not in charge at a given moment?
Well, I think it depends on what they're after and what they find and what the potential crime is. We just don't know. It's a frustrating story to cover and to talk about because the honest answer is we just don't know a lot in the justice system. Work slowly. You've heard Merrick Garland say repeated times, no one is above the law. And that's a nice cut, hatchy phrase, but it also suggests that everyone is being, you know, would be treated the exact same way. And a former president is different. You just have to acknowledge that. And I think you're seeing the Justice Department try to address that by speaking publicly, by calling for the release of these documents. These are extraordinary steps. They're not normal steps. Will it assuage everyone? Of course not. Everything's so politicized these days. I mean, look at all of the Republicans who lined up immediately to say the Justice Department has gone rogue. You had a lot of responsible otherwise senators saying that maybe the FBI planted evidence, just wild conspiracy theories. I don't know that the Justice Department's job to answer all of them. I don't think it can. I think what it has to do is try to keep to establish trust. And I think that's what at least the Attorney General seems to be trying to do.
Rick, on the right, you have the lock her up crowd, and on the left, you have the lock him up crowd, and those people are pretty entrenched. But shouldn't the focus be on the majority of Americans? And are Democrats maybe in the talk around this raid risking just kind of using up all their rope with the majority of people in the middle who have heard for 4 or 5 years, Russia, 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 and it's always, oh, bombshell evidence. I mean, anytime you turn on a channel, it's the news stations are in the 30s here in Western New York. You know, wow, breaking, oh, explosive, and then nothing happens. So, I mean, how is anybody supposed to believe it this time?
Well, I think there's a lot of similarities to Bob Mueller that I've thought about in the last few days, that all of the hopes and expectations that Democrats are placing in Merrick Garland are roughly reminiscent of what they did with Garland, thinking that Garland was going to be the guy that delivered, you know, all of these, you know, all of the crimes that supposedly would have been committed, that it all would have come crashing down. That's not how it works, and I think people have to recognize that generally. But I don't know what the alternative is right now. If crimes were committed, if the Justice Department thinks crimes were committed, are they supposed to just turn the other way and pretend like it didn't happen because it's Donald Trump, because a lot of people are angry about it? I saw an interesting statement from a senator saying, well, half the country doesn't trust the FBI when it comes to Trump. That might be true, but if it's true, it's in part because Trump has said don't trust them, and it's continuing to spread falsehoods about not just how he was treated, but also about his conduct during the last election. So it's not an easy call, I think, for anyone, but I don't know that there's another better way to be handling this at this moment than to try to just keep pursuing what the evidence is as they get it.
Rick, was this Merrick Garland calling Trump's bluff and then Trump saying, release it now? I mean, who's controlling the narrative at this point?
Well, Trump's had these documents since Monday. If he really wanted them released, he could have put them out already. And the Justice Department, I think, I don't know what they were anticipating in terms of what Trump's response would be, but, you know, given what he has said about imputing the motives of FBI agents, given the attack on the FBI office in Cincinnati yesterday, that resulted in the suspect being killed, I feel like it was putting a lot of pressure back on Trump to put up or shut up about this. And you heard, I think, just as much of a challenge to Trump as the documents was what he said about FBI agents, what Garland said about FBI agents, and how he wouldn't stand by and let their integrity be impugned. Just a moment ago, we saw Trump falsely, without any evidence, apparent evidence, suggested maybe whatever they found was planted. He doesn't know that, or if he does know that, that's a very serious accusation, and he should have to back it up.
Rick, switching focus, the president expected to sign a major bill, that Inflation Reduction Act that's going through almost any day now. And here I am this morning reading the stories of people online who ordered new electric vehicles, and they're waiting for them to be delivered. And they are right now under the gun, because as soon as the president signs that, even though it extends this EV tax credit of $7,500, it's not chump change. Their vehicle is not going to qualify for that anymore. And if he signs it before they get the vehicle and can sign their paperwork, they're out that money. It's a good idea in theory, but in practice, is it going to be one that a lot of people end up upset with?
I didn't know that was happening. It's the first I heard of that. Wow, that really stinks. Get that payment in when you can, I suppose. I don't know how it works exactly if you have to take delivery of the vehicle. Maybe it's a reminder of the unintended consequences of bills and also the kind of delayed effect some things take. But, you know, if the Democrats are hoping that one bill is going to save them in the midterms, I think they'll find a lot of angry customers, EV owners and elsewhere.
EV owners. That's who they're going after, right, Rick? Well, we'll see what happens. Hopefully it works out the best for them. Hey, Rick, thanks for the time, as always. Rick Klein, ABC News political director, joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.